Setting things right. Setting things right. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Too often there isn't alignment between our hearts and our mouths, between what we're feeling and what we're speaking. Our thoughts and feelings may be in one place, and that which comes out of our mouths reflects a different story. It's so much easier to see and grapple with this mismatch if we were talking about the wheel alignment on a car or looking at a picture on a wall that wasn't hung properly. This misalignment can take on many looks in our lives, and it appears in many different forms. We've learned to master the art of saying one thing while withholding the truth that is in our hearts. Our social economy system, if you will, is built upon false premises. We operate with very little confidence and honesty or integrity in our interactions. While we may think that these dynamics apply to others and is not personal, just consider some of the following scenarios, because this applies to all of us all of the time. We measure how we live our lives, we measure how we speak based on the conditions and circumstances. Have you ever avoided someone because you owed them money and didn't have it? You may have taken another route to bypass them rather than confront the issue. Have you ever seen someone who owed you money and you didn't want to put them in a situation, and so your discomfort led you to go a different way? Have you ever chosen not to go to a party or some other gathering because you knew a certain person would be there? You knew that if you ran into that person, you would be faced with an undesired conversation. Have you ever denied yourself of something just to prove to a partner or a family member or someone else that they were wrong, or they didn't know what they were talking about? So you denied yourself in order to be right, in order to prove them wrong. We often go out of our way to make a point, to prove someone wrong, or to prove ourselves right. And what an expensive price to pay for the opportunity to be smug. Because in the end, that's all we win. That's all we get out of it. The opportunity to be smug. Recently, a friend shared that he moved to a completely different state in order to prove that he wasn't in love with this woman. In reality, he was deeply in love with her. He didn't want to give her the satisfaction that he was hopelessly committed to her in a way that caused him to abandon his self-control, his manly way of being. He didn't want that to come out. So rather than surrender to his feelings of affection and affinity, he moved to a whole other state. For him, it seemed to be easier to move out of state than it was to make a commitment to surrender himself. Ironically, it's that high level of vulnerability that calls for the love to be present for protection and comfort and ease. That's what we are running from. That's what he is running from. We don't know how to reconcile the operations of our heart with the words that come from our mouths. We don't know how to reconcile the operations of our heart with the words that come from our mouths. And it's not just with love, it's with everything that flows through our hearts. That aspect of our being that actually is who we are. These thoughts, these feelings, these emotions in our hearts are primarily for the purpose of expressing and causing a deeper experience of life. They are us, these feelings, these emotions. Too often, we censor our words at the expense of our truth. Your truth is in your heart. Your truth is in your heart. That's where your truth is generated, stored, created, and if not attended to, your truth dies on the vine. And that's what causes heartbreak. Because your truth remains in your heart, doesn't have an expression, and just sits there eating away at itself and at you. So, even if you don't believe or relate to any of the foregoing message, you are familiar with heartbreak. You are familiar with how that works. In this context of heartbreak, it could be said that the discomfort in our ability to articulate what is in our hearts is what we know we need. That heartbreak is exactly what it is we need, and it's the disconnect between owning what's there and having the ability to reach the point to articulate it honestly, in a forthright manner, with integrity, such that we are left at ease. And we know that. We're aware that it's some human personal level, but that's the spirit of who we are in this life. Now, if we were talking about cars, we would know that we were in need of alignment because the tires would be going one way and the steering wheel would be pulling in the opposite direction. If we were talking about a picture on a wall, we could just look at it and see that it was leaning a little bit to the left or the right, or it just wasn't straight. We could see that. If we're talking about the alignment of our hearts with our speaking, we know it's off because of the discomfort that's still in our hearts and the measured words that come out of our mouth. We know that struggle. We know that moment where we are suddenly inarticulate. We know what it's like to be looking for words to skirt issues in such a way that we're not exactly lying, but we're not fully disclosing the truth. And in those moments, sometimes our hearts jump up into our throat such that we choke on our own words. It's a function of heartbreak. And in this context, heartbreak is that disconnection between what comes out of our mouths and what's going on in the essence and the core of our hearts, of our being. That misalignment. So going to scripture from the book of John. Do not let your heart be troubled or heavy. Be at peace and in alignment with yourself. It's okay to speak your truth. Do not let your heart be troubled or heavy. Pay attention to that which is operating for you so that when it's in your heart seeking expression, you can align your words to give it freedom and give yourself spiritual freedom. Do not let your heart be troubled. When you come to peace, with just what's in your heart for whatever it is. Then you can actually say you are not troubled in your heart. You will be amazed at the miraculous transformation of the language that comes from your mouth. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions, dwelling places, houses. Do not let your heart be troubled, for it is well. God bless.